James, here's a look at today's headlines. The Butler County Sheriff says a 6-year-old boy died in a house fire Tuesday night. The mother was able to get two other children out of the home. They were taken to Children's Hospital in Birmingham. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. Montgomery police have charged a 15-year-old with first-degree assault and discharging a weapon into an occupied building after a shooting near Lee High School Thursday. The teenage victim is in critical condition at a local hospital. The shooting happened in the 2800 block of Mallory Street. And Montgomery's police force has grown. The police department welcomed 15 new officers at a graduation ceremony yesterday. The new officers completed weeks of training at the police academy and say they are excited to get to work. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Is your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and let our professional parts people scan your vehicle for free. We'll retrieve the codes, discuss possible solutions, and even help you find a professional technician if needed. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today for our free check engine light help. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At the Home Depot, the start of spring means it's time to add Vigoro and EarthGrow colored mulch to your list and your cart. Right now, get 5 bags at a special buy, just $10. Mulch helps retain soil moisture in shades of red, brown, or black. Hey, it's nice out. Today's the day for doing and mulching. With Vigoro and EarthGrow colored mulch, 5 bags, $10. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 per customer. Continental U.S. only.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and we have some exciting news to share from Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Prattville and Montgomery. The 2019 Ram truck was named Motor Trend's 2019 Truck of the Year with the most hauling and towing capability ever. The 2019 Ram truck is the perfect combination of grit and grace. It's loaded with best-in-class features and more space, more storage, and more technology than ever before. And hang on, the good news just keeps coming. The Jeep Wrangler has been named Motor Trend's 2019 SUV of the Year. The legendary icon embraces its classic style and blazes its own path to modernization. The all-new 2019 Jeep Wrangler is packed with new features, including updated technology, design, and performance. Come and test drive the 2019 Ram truck, Motor Trend's Truck of the Year, or the 2019 Jeep Wrangler, Motor Trend's SUV of the Year, and experience the Brubaker difference. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing.
It's a better buy at Brubaker.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Heartbreak for the family of missing Timothy Pitson after the FBI announced a DNA test confirms the mysterious young man who showed up in Kentucky is not who he claimed to be.
It's devastating. It's like reliving that day.
Boeing confirms a faulty sensor played a role in the Ethiopian Airlines crash.
It's our responsibility to eliminate this risk.
The Attorney General defends his special counsel summary.
Ohio Congressman Tim Ryan, an economic centrist from the heartland, telling the co-hosts on The View he's running.
Measles outbreak sweeping parts of this country. A major medical center in California is warning hundreds of people they may have been exposed to the disease.
The president backed off his threat to immediately close the southern border to stop migrants and drugs from entering the U.S.
Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos and now ex-wife Mackenzie announcing they have finalized their divorce,
making Mackenzie the fourth richest woman in the world.
Those who would trade our freedom for the soup kitchen of the welfare state have told us they have a utopian solution of peace without victory. They call their policy accommodation. And they say if we'll only avoid any direct confrontation with the enemy, he'll forget his evil ways and learn to love us. All who oppose them are indicted as warmongers. They say we offer simple answers to complex problems. Well, perhaps there is a simple answer. Not an easy answer, but simple. If you and I have the courage to tell our elected officials that we want our national policy based on what we know in our hearts is morally right, we cannot buy our security, our freedom from the threat of the bomb. by committing an immorality so great as saying to a billion human beings now enslaved behind the Iron Curtain, give up your dreams of freedom, because to save our own skins, we're willing to make a deal with your slave masters. Alexander Hamilton said, a nation which can prefer disgrace to danger is prepared for a master and deserves one. Now let's set the record straight. There's no argument over the choice between peace and war, but there's only one guaranteed way you can have peace, and you can have it in the next second. Surrender. Admittedly, there's a risk in any course we follow other than this, but every lesson of history tells us that the greater risk lies in appeasement. And this is the specter our well-meaning liberal friends refuse to face, that their policy of accommodation is appeasement. And it gives no choice between peace and war, only between fight or surrender. If we continue to accommodate, continue to back and retreat, eventually we have to face the final demand, the ultimatum. And what then? When Nikita Khrushchev has told his people, he knows what our answer will be. He has told them that we're retreating under the pressure of the Cold War, and someday, when the time comes to deliver the final ultimatum, our surrender will be voluntary, because by that time, we will have been weakened from within spiritually, morally, and economically. He believes this because from our side, he's heard voices pleading for peace at any price, or better read than death, or as one commentator put it, he'd rather live on his knees than die on his feet. And therein lies the road to war, because those voices don't speak for the rest of us. You and I know and do not believe that life is so dear and peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery. If nothing in life is worth dying for, when did this begin? Just in the face of this enemy? Or should Moses have told the children of Israel to live in slavery under the Pharaohs? Should Christ have refused the cross? Should the patriots at Concord Bridge have thrown down their guns and refused to fire the shot heard round the world? The martyrs of history were not fools. And our honored dead, who gave their lives to stop the advance of the Nazis, didn't die in vain. Where then is the road to peace? Well, it's a simple answer after all. You and I have the courage to say to our enemies, there is a price we will not pay. There is a point beyond which they must not advance. This is the meaning in the phrase of Barry Goldwater, peace through strength. Winston Churchill said, the destiny of man is not measured by material computations. When great forces are on the move in the world, we learn we're spirits, not animals. And he said, there's something going on in time and space and beyond time and space, which, whether we like it or not, spells duty. You and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness. We will keep in mind and remember that Barry Goldwater has faith in us. He has faith that you and I have the ability and the dignity and the right to make our own decisions and determine our own destiny.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Well, welcome aboard, everybody. News 92.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Friday TGIF edition. Stock market is up 25 points. Let me get the temperature outside. Hold on. 72 lovely degrees. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How you doing today, big guy?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Well, I had a technological meltdown in my house this morning.
Oh, no.
The computer and the software that I use for producing the entire show crashed.
Oh, crap.
I know. And I was sitting there talking to a technician till 9:30. I said, look, the heck with this. I got to get going. So I got my other computer, transferred everything over to that, and got the other computer going so I could come up with enough clips for today. But, boy, talk about making you mad. I mean, you pay for something and you expect it to work, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah, that's frustrating, all right. You didn't throw it, did you?
Did not throw it. I did not pull a grape you down.
Yeah. Well, I've had that feeling.
It was definitely frustrating.
I believe you. I definitely believe you. Oh, what a day, what a day. I'm excited for this weekend.
I'm excited for this weekend also. I was hoping that I was going to be wearing shorts today, but when it was 62 degrees early this morning, that overcast, and then I took a shower and everything early and came back out, and the sun's shining, and it's nice outside. Went out on the deck, and it was very nice. I said, man, I screwed up on that one. Shot the bullet too fast. 272-9228, first time callers, need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. You can do the Dick Brubaker All Ice Cream. You can do the Dan Morris Yogurt, Cuban sandwiches, and some other fun stuff. And or you can do what a lot of people do. They do kind of potpourri, do cakes, do sandwiches, take friends down there for lunch, and just have a great time. It is by far the best gift giveaway in all of Montgomery, the Sweet Creek Farm Market, $60 gift basket. We're doing that drawing today. Any caller can get in on that, so take advantage of that. Let's see. So the rain lasts a lot longer than I thought. I thought it was going to be gone by yesterday late afternoon. And it was raining last night when I woke up about 11:30, 11:50. And
good bit into the evening.
Yeah. And then it was still sprinkling a little bit this even early this morning. I was up at 5:30 trying to get everything done. But and then my computer failed me. Hate it when it does that.
Well, I'm not going to be deterred because we're going to cover the news today, do the shows today, then already have wrestling. It's WrestleMania weekend and NXT TakeOvers tonight. So I'll be watching that tonight, then Auburn Final Four tomorrow, then the WWE Hall of Fame tomorrow night, and then WrestleMania Sunday. So I've got like a full entertainment weekend.
You sound like you have a big weekend planned.
Yeah, and if you're a fan, it's just always a fun spectacle and should be some great stuff to watch. I mean, and throwing the Final Four into the mix is just, as an Auburn graduate, it's so good to see all that money they invested in, not only in the arena, but Bruce Pearl himself and the work he's done to put together that team. It's just great to see that
success. I can't believe that Bruce Pearl did not get SEC honorable mention or anything. Yeah. That was surprising. Alabama coach that didn't do anything, he gets a nod, but Bruce Pearl doesn't. He takes up into the
It's almost court. Like award shows are political sometimes.
No, don't say that.
Okay, I'll refrain from it then. Who's got the best publicist, I suppose? Well, that's the Oscars. That's a whole other different thing.
Well, I'm a big Bruce Pearl fan.
Me too.
Okay, let's see what all we have here. I couldn't, because of the computer malfunction today, I couldn't get the Morning Joe piece, where Morning Joe was all over this Bars of Liar and going back to their old tricks here. This whole New York Times story, which has no basis, they're not saying anybody's name, but that's kind of driving everything. So let's listen to Catherine Harris talking about Justice Department pushes back on the defending Barr on his summary to the Mueller report.
There are reports tonight that some members of the special counsel team investigating alleged Russian collusion during the 2016 election may feel that the attorney general is not adequately portraying the results of that investigation and the report. The administration is pushing back hard on anonymously sourced stories. This comes as Republican lawmakers are looking into the ethics of the investigation itself. Chief Intelligence Correspondent Catherine Herridge has details tonight.
The Justice Department issued a rare public statement taking issue with media accounts that the Mueller report contained summaries that were releasable. Quote, every page of the confidential report provided to Attorney General Barr on March 22, 2019 was marked may contain material protected under a law that protects confidential grand jury information and therefore could not be publicly released. The New York Times first reported some special counsel investigators told associates that their findings are far more negative than Barr's four-page summary released last month. A senior Democrat said it backs up his efforts to see the full report and secure Mueller's testimony.
There's some dissatisfaction over how accurately Barr represented the report, but again, The answer is, let's see it.
On Twitter, the president knocked the story, writing, "The New York Times had no legitimate sources, which would be totally illegal concerning the Mueller report. In fact, they probably had no sources at all." Despite the president's tough talk about what he calls a witch hunt, one of the president's former attorneys told a podcast the president was nothing but cooperative in the Mueller investigation.
All this, what I call mainstream knee-jerk theories, these wild theories, he was really trying to get rid of Bob. That was nonsense.
Separately, these letters obtained by Fox News show Republican Senators Grassley and Graham alerted Barr last month that congressional investigators uncovered evidence of potential improper political influence, misconduct, and mismanagement in the Russia probes. Fox News understands the senators wanted Barr to have the information before he reviewed Mueller's findings. After congressional investigators alleged, special counsel prosecutors used selective quotes in court filings to create the most negative interpretation possible. This 2017 letter shows Grassley directly warned Mueller, citing emails from Trump campaign aide George Papadopoulos, among others, about traveling to Russia during the presidential race. Quote, "In the full context, the emails in question actually show that the Trump campaign wanted someone low-level to decline these types of invitations." On the Mueller reports delivered to Congress, there is significant time pressure. At the end of next week, both the House and Senate go on recess. Sources tell Fox News Justice Department officials hope to complete their review in coming days, meeting the Attorney General's goal of mid-April.
So what this basically is happening here is that the Democrats don't like the fact that Trump is out there doing victory laps and this kind of stuff, so they have to throw a monkey into the works here. And so they're coming out with people that are allegedly on the Mueller team who said, well, that's not what we said. And then, as you just heard from Catherine Harris, is that, well, the things that they said they couldn't publish because they were confidential, top secret, or grand jury testimony. So This is they're never going to be happy with this. Never, ever, ever going to be happy with this. So let's listen to Paula Reid talking about the special counsel split on whether Trump obstructed justice.
The Justice Department is defending Attorney General William Barr's summary of the special counsel's report after criticism over how he reported on its findings. Barr concluded there was not enough evidence to prove obstruction of justice by President Trump or anyone else. But we're learning that Robert Mueller's team disagreed over that issue. Paula Reid is at the White House.
Anthony, next week when William Barr heads to Capitol Hill for his first hearing as Attorney General, he is expected to face a firing squad of questions about the special counsel investigation as Democratic lawmakers renew their focus on the Russia probe. As CBS News has confirmed, there was a split within the special counsel team on this question of whether or not the president obstructed justice, with some investigators believing the president had committed a crime. And that's part of why Mueller did not come to a conclusion on that issue and made a point to acknowledge that there was evidence on both sides of that question. Now, House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler has requested all communication between the special counsel and the Justice Department after several news outlets, citing anonymous sources, claim some investigators feel Barr did not accurately convey their findings to Congress. And House Speaker Nancy Pelosi also seized on those reports to bolster her demand for the full Mueller report.
So everybody, the squirrel hole that they're doing this is, and this is just so typical, and this is why it's fake news, is that if they had some authentication of it, I would look at this differently, but they don't. News Talk 93.1 FM, going to come back with the second part of the story right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Basements flood, security systems quit.
Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Last year alone, 41 million people lost power for an average of 5 days. And with severe storms becoming a common occurrence, it's only going to get worse. So how can you take back control? A Generac home standby generator protects your home against power outages every second of every day, all year long, ready to automatically supply power to your home within seconds of an outage, whether you're home or away. And because it runs on either natural gas or LP, you won't have to wait in line to buy gasoline ever. Control your power, control your life with a Generac home standby generator.
With affordable financing options available, now's the perfect time for Mr. Electric to install an automatic standby generator in your home. And remember, Mr. Electric provides maintenance for backup generators too. For more information, call Mr. Electric of Montgomery today.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Carol Kennedy with Camo Country, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for many years, and we appreciate Blue Water Broadcasting helping promote Camo Country.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source, 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Don't forget we're going to be doing Legislative Roundtable today at 2 o'clock. Mike Owens will be my in-studio guest.
Waiting for the break of day.
Got a lot of territory to cover, though most of it happened on the Senate side. But Will Barfoot is tied up today. He'll be back 2 weeks from today with Mike Owens. I'm going to try to get Will to Smukes and send him a message, but I have not gotten a response yet. But I'll give him a call. 272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the second part of this Paula Reed story here on the special counsel team.
But in a rare statement, the attorney general shot back, insisting every page of the Mueller report was marked with a warning that it could contain confidential grand jury information. Barr also said he continues to work on a redacted version of the Mueller report that he expects to release in mid-April. Anthony?
Paula, the president's former attorney, Michael Cohen, says he has new information damaging to the president. What evidence does he claim to have?
Well, with just about 30 days to go before he begins a 3-year prison term, Cohen sent a letter to lawmakers saying that he has accessed a hard drive with approximately 14 million files, and he would like to help them sift through these and continue his cooperation, if only they would be willing to either delay or help reduce his prison sentence. But federal prosecutors are unlikely to go for this, as they have criticized Cohen's cooperation in their investigations as being incomplete. Anthony?
Okay, so he's found 14,000 files, 14 million files?
14 million files.
Okay,
yeah.
So when he got a subpoena and they came in and told him to turn over all these records, was that 14 million in that group? And did he fail to do that? I tell you what, Michael Cohen, this is amazing to me. This guy's just slimy.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know Congress could reduce a sentence.
Yeah, I don't believe they can necessarily. And
one branch of government, right?
Like, I, you know me, I said for the whole time of the 2 years of us talking about the Russian collusion narrative that I'm waiting on Mueller's report. And I would like to see the full report. I expect that parts of it will be redacted. I've learned that with any major government release, especially with classified sensitive material, there will be redactions. It's frustrating as a member of the public, but yeah, I've grown to be used to it. But I just find that, you know, I thought the goalpost, I thought the standard was the Mueller report. And when Barr, the Attorney General, literally quotes from the Mueller report, not just paraphrase it, quotes from it, that there was no collusion, no conspiracy or coordination, and yet we're still talking about this like there's some big cover-up. Like, and I guess what Mueller means, and this is what I would be interested in seeing in the full report, is on the obstruction charge, are they talking about obstruction, about collusion or conspiracy or coordination? No, because that wasn't there. Is it possible there was something, like, you know, Bill Clinton ended up with obstruction of justice charges because of the lying about Monica Lewinsky, though that wasn't the initial.
To a grand jury.
Right, and that wasn't the initial reason, but that, and that was clear as day. He lied to a grand jury, like you just said. But is there maybe something else that they'll try to say was obstruction that has nothing to do with Russian collusion?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Such as firing James Comey, because in some of these people's mind, firing James Comey was obstruction of justice. I think that's what we're going to find out.
Good Lord.
Certainly in Andrew McKay's mind it was. I think probably in Weissman's mind it was.
And that's where Lindsey Graham and the Inspector General Michael Horowitz and so many others, maybe Barr himself, need to get on how what started all this. Because if it, Matt Taibbi put it out pretty well. When Comey met with President-elect Trump to show him the Steele dossier at the suggestion, I believe, of James Clapper
and Brennan.
And he tells the president, don't talk about this because if you talk about this meeting, it'll give the news media a hook for the story. 4 days later, the story's in the media, and the hook is high-level intelligence officials brief the president-elect on a dossier claiming all this crap.
And we know Donald J. Trump didn't do that.
Right. So I'm sure President Trump, Donald Trump, was sitting there thinking, did James Comey do this to me?
Yeah, exactly.
And
or
there's
Brennan or Clapper.
And there's a good argument to be made. I don't know if it's true or not, but it's a good argument to be made when he says to Lester Holt this whole Russia thing, he's talking about the Steele dossier.
Yeah, what they said, he did not say. He was not referring to that. He basically said, I want to get it all out there.
Right. And, you know, I don't want to be this huge defender of the president, but it just, it's at this point, it's so frustrating. And I don't think it serves the Democratic Party well.
No, they look trite. They look childish. They look politically motivated, particularly in getting the income tax. The amount of the, what I've heard about this income tax thing, particularly among people who are, have some substantial means, they go, this is crazy to do that to him.
Right, because they, like we covered yesterday, the they can request it. I guess the head of the Finance Committee would be Richard Shelby. And
right.
The Democrat, I can't remember, in the House, that would be the chair of their subsequent committee. But the idea
it's
is...
Ways and Means is the guy who asked for it.
You can request it, and they can look at it, but you cannot make it public.
Right, unless you go take it in on the floor and you put it in the record.
Yeah.
And I think what they ought to do is ask for Nancy Pelosi's taxes.
Right.
See how she thinks about feels about that. We're going to go to a break and come back. You're going to hear Jim Jordan and Devin Nunes talk about exactly what Joey was just mentioning right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Waiting for the break of day. Searching for something to say. Flashing lights against the sky. Giving up, I close my eyes. Sitting cross.
To carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Well, I've got some good news and some bad news. The good news is the economy is on the up and up, but the bad news is your adjustable rate is on its way up too. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and if you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, listen up. An adjustable rate mortgage provides you with a lower rate and payment at the start, but it fluctuates each adjustment period based on financial reports. The better the economy, the better the financial reports, the higher your adjustable rate. Your low monthly payment could skyrocket overnight. Don't be caught off guard. By refinancing to a fixed rate with Alabama Home Mortgage, you can go to sleep with the peace of mind that your rate will not change, no matter the state of the economy. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get the peace of mind of a fixed rate Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Former Vice President Joe Biden, in his first public appearance since being accused by some women of unwanted touching, makes a joke after being introduced.
I just want you to know I had permission to hug Lonnie.
President Trump says about Biden's chances if he does run for president.
I don't see him as a threat. I think he's only a threat to himself.
The president's heading to Calexico, California now to check out some border fencing added last year. And there's a new lawsuit over his border wall plan.
20 states, including New York, Illinois, Michigan, and Wisconsin, are part of a motion filed in California to block the Trump administration from diverting more than $1.5 billion in federal funding that's meant for law enforcement, drug interdiction, and military construction projects. President Trump wants to put that money toward building a wall on the southern U.S. border.
Fox's Pam Pusso. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Your weekend plans can be affected by showers and thunderstorms at times. They will be scattered around the area today. Otherwise, a warm day with a high temperature up to about 81. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. The overnight low temperature down to about 63. Then on Saturday and Sunday, scattered showers and thunderstorms will be around from time to time. High temperature in the low 80s Saturday, middle 80s, I think, on Sunday. And there could be a few stronger storms, I think, by late Sunday into Sunday evening. And then more storms on Monday as well. Stay on top of all of this with our weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet today. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Hey, Rover, move. Let Jim move over. Let Jimmy move over.
You say your mom ain't home and ain't my concern.
His voice is so underrated. Not because he's like Freddie Mercury or anything, but his rhythm, with it, he doesn't need a drum track. He can play guitar and sing. He's always in the pocket, rhythmically speaking, with his voice. Brilliant singer in that regard.
There's some great songs in this album.
Yes.
The traffic lights turn blue tomorrow.
And let Jimmy take over.
Let Jimmy take over. 272-9228, that's where we are. Okay, let's go to Jim Jordan and Devin Nunes talking to Sean Hannity. They're going to get into the subject that you were just talking about.
Joining us now, Congressman Devin Nunes, former chair and now the opposition minority leader on the House Intel Committee. Congressman Jim Jordan, you know, the independent counsel rule, let's see, Jerry Nadler was against the Ken Starr report, Jim, if I remember correctly. I'm just trying to remember here. They went after your partner, Devin Nunes, pretty hard.
Yes, sir, did.
Because he went to the White House. Now I see, I want to know, if they're the ones that changed the rules, and the Attorney General doesn't He doesn't have to release anything, does he?
No, he doesn't, but understand the situation we're in. John Ratcliffe said it best today in committee. The Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff wants the Attorney General of the United States to release classified information. The Judiciary Chair Jerry Nadler wants the Attorney General of the United States to release grand jury material. That's where we're at, because they are so focused on getting the president, forget about the law that they helped change, forget about the rule of law and how things are supposed to happen. They're all about getting the president, and that is a sad state of affairs, but that's exactly where we're at.
And he's spot on with that. I mean, that's what it is. It's all about getting the president. And I think it's going to backfire. Let's go to the phone. So let's go to Eric. Eric, welcome aboard the Demo Show on a Friday.
All right, Mr. Dan. Good Friday.
Good Friday to you.
I want to get in for this week, Reed.
You got to give me month and day of birth?
6/17.
You're going to be like Wayne. You're going to call every single week until you win.
I'm winning it today. I'm going to skip a little gears. I know it's a topic right at the moment, but we know that she was in the Reagan administration, and I was talking to some coworkers. Have you ever, being in administration, seen him very pissed off? I mean, honestly?
No. Like this? No.
I didn't think so. We brought up a point. I thought, you know, Trump, you've never seen him very angry. He's playing it cool. He's riding it. Little, I don't know what you call Adam Schiff, but the little bitty neck, that's what he called him, a little noodle neck, what Trump called him, noodle neck.
Pencil neck. He's got the smallest neck he's ever seen.
Anyway, Trump don't get bent out of shape, and I think that's what's burning him up, is because they're not penetrating. They're not getting into him.
Well, here's the thing is, Trump knows something that the others don't. And you can tell because he's got this air of confidence about him. And when he says, we need to get to the bottom of this so this never happens to another president, I believe him. I absolutely believe him.
And he's impenetrable. I mean, they're trying, and it's like now with the taxes, and they're doing every damn thing. What color car is he driving? What's he driving a white limo for? What he's in a white limo. I mean, when's it going to stop? It's not going to stop, what I told these guys. It's not going to stop until he's out of office.
Exactly right, until they get what they want.
I'm going to win it today. I just got a feeling.
He's in it to win it, Joey.
Especially with you being with President Reagan, that was one of the best ever was, in my opinion.
Well, thank you very much. I certainly enjoyed my time there.
I know that that was a job of a lifetime that you got to serve with one of the greatest presidents of our time.
Well, the great thing is I got to see things that a 26-year-old would never be able to see or do when I was in
it. Man, we could not imagine that were you there when he was attempted assassination?
I was a duty officer in the White House that day, and I was the person, the guy who's standing behind him when he takes a shot's name, Rick Ahern. He was the advance guy for that day. And so the alarm goes off in the White House, and I pick up the phone, and they tell me there's a code that they do, and that tells me that I need to go pick up a carpet car out on West Exec Drive. So I go in, and I get carpet's the code name for the limo service for the White House. They call it carpet. It's a magic carpet ride.
I tell you, Joel, you're sitting there next to somebody that's ridden it, that's been around it, and it'd be very intriguing.
Well, Eric, you should hear the stories off air.
I would love to, man. I could sit across the table and drink a beer with Dan and just listen all day.
I could too.
Well, y'all, I'm going to win it. I'm in it to win it.
I like that, Eric.
Y'all take care of yourself. Have a good weekend.
You too. So I went downstairs, and all our cars were Chrysler cars because of the Lee Iacocca and Saving Chrysler and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And they were blue with a black top on it. So I get in the back seat, and I said, where are we going? And so the driver, who's military, says, Mr. Morris, we're waiting on two others. I went, oh. So I'm waiting. So all of a sudden, a military aide shows up and has a football in his hand. That's the bombing coach, you know.
All right.
And I go, he gets in the back seat with me, and then a White House doctor gets in the front right seat, one of the physicians. And so he cracks the little code thing and looks at it and says, we're going to GW Hospital. I went, that's not good. And so we get in, come flying out of the gate on Pennsylvania Avenue, turn left and head down to GW Hospital. And there's the limousine. I can see it in the bay of the emergency room. We pull in, and Rick O'Hearn comes out. He's got blood all over him from Jim Brady being shot in the head, who's a very good friend of both of Rick and I, myself. And he told me, he said, the president's been shot.
I guess it's protocol to bring the nuclear football because you don't know yet what the motivation is?
Well, what happened is the medal aide for that day, Jose, who was the Army guy, when the shot started firing, he hit the dirt. He went down like a military person would. He goes down and he's on his chest, and he drops the football. So he didn't get the football, and the wagon are separated. He was supposed to get into the backup limo and follow when you do what's called a jettison pack, where the lead car, the limo, and the backup limo go to the relocation place. He couldn't make it into the backup limo. It had already left.
Right.
So he was there with the football, called back in, said, there's a code for the football being separated from Rawhide, and he gave that code, so therefore they knew they needed a new football. So then my mill aide gets in the car, and we have a new football in there.
Man.
And so you have to do these special things when you do a relocation. You have staff pins on. You wear your staff pin, but you wear it a particular way.
Right.
So they know you are who you're supposed to be. And so walk into the hospital, and there's Reagan. I can see him behind a glass wall. His shirt is cut. He's leaning up on a gurney. Doctors are around him, and he's got a big old gauze over his chest on his left side.
Man.
And for a 26-year-old to see that was pretty wow.
Yeah, just a bit.
And then we're leaving, and Deaver goes down and says, the president wants to talk to you. Talk to y'all. So we go back in, and we're gathered around in the room, and Reagan says in this very passionate voice, he said, I want everybody to know, tell them it's all, I'm okay, and everything's going to be okay. Here, a 26-year-old is listening to the President of the States saying that, and my task for that day was to do all the media going out. So I went down to go take the big auditorium there and turn it into a media place for Lynn Ofsinger to do all the reports and for ABC, CBS, and NBC to do their live shots from there. And it was pretty wild.
And just for him to have, again, that state of mind and know the right thing to say in that moment. And, I mean, that was the right thing to say to the troops. That's, yeah. Man, what a story.
It really was.
Yeah. What a day.
Yeah, I went up to the podium to tell the media that Lynn Ofsinger was going to brief in 30 minutes. And so I go up to the podium, and Dan Rather is taking it live. And he goes, I think I know that man. I think I know that young man. And I had just been with him the week before in Canada at the G8 summit that Canada had hosted. And I had helped Dan Rather get his studio put in at the Holiday Inn by using our contacts with him, got him taken care of. And Dan Rather really appreciated that. So he goes, I think I know that young man. I think I know that man, young man. And so his producer, who his name was Susan, who she and I were really good friends. Mm-hmm. So she signals him and says, that's Dan Morris. He's an advanced guy. He helped you in Canada. And so Dan Rather goes, oh, yes, that's Dan Morris. He said, I met him in Canada. He helped her. My mother's watching. And so I call my mother and say, Mom, I just want to let you know I'm okay. And she goes, you know Dan Rather? I'm glad you're concerned about your youngest son. But she said that. It was so funny. And so I had to tell them that Nothing was going to come on in 15 minutes. And so they went off of me and then went to commercials so Nothing could come in. And Nothing did a brilliant job. He's the one that did the thing of doctors, I forgot to duck. Reagan had told him that line, and the doctors had told him that line, and so Nofsinger used all that. And then you had the Alexander Haig, I'm at the White House and I'm in charge. Nofsinger blew, and Deaver blew a circuit when they saw that. That's why Alexander Haig was no longer working for us. They watched him on it because we had TVs behind the podium, behind the curtain, where we were watching to see what all the networks were doing so we would know kind of, is it the right time to do something, or don't we want to put something out there to squash that rumor? When Alexander Haig went into the White House briefing room and said that, Nofsinger and David just went crazy.
What was Haig's position?
Haig said he was Secretary of State. He said, I am in charge now.
Oh, that's not the right thing to say.
And the Vice President was was on board Air Force Two, and they had just diverted him from... he was flying in international waters. They diverted him back here and with a fighter escort.
Man.
Yeah, it was pretty wild. I mean, we were getting all the latest right there behind the stage because that's where... that was the nerve center of everything where I was. It was a wild day. Wild, wild, wild day. And then Reagan did the State of the Union, and he gets a letter from a kid that he reads, and he says, I understand you're still going to have to do the State. You're still going to do the State of the Union. I hope you don't have to do it in your pajamas.
That's
because there's
adorable.
Kind of a famous picture of him standing outside by the window in his pajamas, and all the staff was outside. Underneath the window, and we were singing to him. When we, on the night of the election in 1980, the press sang to him, "Good night, Mr. President, good night, Mr. President." They sang that to him. And so they sang it to him under the window because everybody who was involved in the campaign vividly remembered that, including myself. News Talk 93.1, the Amor Show. We're going to be back after this break.
News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB.
You get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Ooh. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, 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 ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Andy? Yeah. Mick? Okay. All right, fellas. 272-9228 is where we are. I couldn't resist, Joey. I had to go back and go get some more of the shrimp. They are spectacular.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it is three of them are a meal.
Three of them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they're huge.
When you zoom in person, folks, Dan ain't lying. Like, those are massive. And I hear, don't they have more, a sweetness to them?
It's like lobster.
Oh, wow.
And I panned them, and I did something a little different. I panned it, and then I put it in my convection oven and heated it, and it was absolutely great with drawn butter.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
Let's go to the phones and go to Rich. Rich, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call there, Dan.
Absolutely.
Oh, how I love the stories of Reagan that you share with us. I really appreciate
it. Well, I don't want to bore you guys. I feel sometimes like I do.
If you think it's boring, you out of your mind. That is fascinating, and especially getting the inside point of view of the Reagan administration. And one thing I wanted to ask, if you don't mind, a lot the media and a lot of people tried to depict after that assassination attempt that Ronald Reagan became detached and he wasn't engaged in the day-to-day process like he was before.
Not at all.
That's an absolute lie, wasn't it?
That's correct.
Yeah, but I didn't think so, and it just troubled me. I really didn't appreciate the way the media treated Ronald Reagan, and that's when I first started getting a hate on for the media because.
Well, here's a little piece of trivia for you, a piece of background knowledge. Every president since 1840 that was elected in the beginning of a decade had died in office up to 1980. And Reagan was very aware of that situation. So in 1840, forgot the president's name, but he died in office. 1860 is Abraham Lincoln. 1880 is Garfield. 2000 is McKinley. 2020 is Harding. 2040 is Franklin Delano Roosevelt. 1960 is Kennedy. So now you're to 1980. And then all of a sudden, Reagan, you have an assassination attempt on Reagan. Reagan was very aware of this, by the way. And so he literally thought, I have been saved by God, and I have duty on earth. There's a video of him saying that after meeting with Mother Teresa and the Pope.
Well, I have vivid memories, especially being that I was in the military under the Carter administration, and I saw the devastation he created with the military. It was terrible. I mean, we had planes that we were, salvaging. I mean, scavenging for parts. It was just so unnecessary. And all the bad decisions that he made that turned our financial situation with the high interest rates and everything. It was just absolutely unnecessary, and it's because he didn't know what he was doing.
Well, and the thing was, when we got there, the morale in the military was down at its lowest, and they loved the fact that Reagan came along. I mean, they would profusely thank us, particularly the MDW, the Military District of Washington, which is Fort Belvoir, that's the presidential army attached to the president. We would finally use them, and they would say, thank you, thank you, thank you for doing this. We haven't seen the White House in 4 years.
Well, it didn't come a moment too soon, that's for sure. And thank goodness I got out before the full effect of his poor decisions were realized. But I tell you what, it's just that if it wasn't for Obama, he definitely would be the worst president this country's ever suffered under. And that includes Warren G. Harding with all the corruption, associated with his administration. It just he was just terrible in every aspect. And Ronald Reagan came along not a moment too soon, that's for sure.
When did you get out?
I got out in 77.
Okay, right after you got elected, okay.
Yeah, but you could already see the effect of it. And of course, I followed along with it because being an ex-military guy, I watched the decline of the military that I loved. So it was a sad state of affairs.
It really was. It was really amazing how the military responded to us. I mean, it was absolutely incredible.
It like saviors, I would imagine.
Well, they really appreciated it because we cared for the military, and we would always go out of our way to make sure that they were thanked and taken care of, particularly the Vietnam veterans, because if you remember, Reagan did the Vietnam Memorial and when it was brought in, and so that was a scene within itself, how he did a tribute to the Vietnam veterans coming home after being treated so badly in the 1970s.
Well, the troubling thing is, number one, Carter was a former Navy guy, and that his lack of awareness of the importance of the military to let it fall in such disrepair. It just shows me that he had some ideology that he was following other than common sense and the needs of this country.
Well, see, now, if you were Brennan or Clapper, you'd say that he was an asset to the Russians.
Yeah. Well, he was. If you dismantle the military or harm the effectiveness of them being able to accomplish their mission, then yes, you are aiding the enemy. And well,
the other group he really trashed was the intelligence community. The intelligence community loathed him because he wouldn't listen to them at all. And so one of the first things Reagan did is he brought in the spies from out of the cold, and we went out to Langley CIA to go thank them and their families. And so that had never been done before. And Bill Casey, who was our director of CIA, you know, said, this is what you need to do. And I got the honor of doing that event. That was absolutely one of the most warming events I've ever done. They just loved, particularly the families, that their men and women who were risking their lives were being thanked for the service that they had done and being appreciated and used again.
Yeah, well, his opponent sure didn't cause him much grief as far as running for office, but I really think the media helped Carter get in office because he certainly wasn't qualified.
Absolutely. When he won Iowa, they fell in love with him. Fell in love with him.
Yeah, he just, I remember him, you know, doing his little talks with his sweater and everything and trying to come off all folksy and, you know, like...
yeah, he carried his own bags. They didn't have any clothes in them. Literally, that's what he would do. Yeah, he would open up the trunk, he'd take his bags out, and he'd walk into the hotel, or he would stay at people's homes, and he would have those bags. And then you'd see off in the background somebody else actually carrying the bags in for him. Secret Service told us that.
Are you saying he was a poser?
Yeah, there you go. He was pretending.
Yes. Well, thanks for sharing all that, your insight and memories of the Reagan administration, because I, for one, really appreciate them. And I'm sure, you know, Alabama loved Reagan, so I'm sure everybody listening appreciates it as well.
Yeah, Reagan was a rock star in Alabama.
Oh, absolutely. I'll tell you what, you know, Alabamians are just naturally patriotic, and that's one thing that he really did, you know, present as a patriotic president and love for country, and we really appreciated that in Alabama, and of course the military did too.
Rich, thanks for the telephone call. Excuse me. Going to our top of our break right before I die from choking. 272-9228. We're going to be back right after this.
Listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
It's been getting so hard living with the things you do to me. My things are getting so strange. I like to tell you everything I see.
She's the passionate one.
Oh, yeah!